Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome back to Mission Accepted. I rarely timestamp, but I got to tell you, what a pleasure today. This is the first show that we are shooting for the year. I'm not going to tell you what year, not going to timestamp the year, because when you listen to what Stacey Hall has to say, this woman has been vibing high with sales for years and years and years, and I'm not going to tell you, because if you're watching the video, you're going to go, she looks too darn good to be doing this for sales for years. But that's what happens when you are successful in your business. It shows in your skin, right? So look at audience, you're going to be vibing high today after this conversation that you are going to be listening to. If you are at a place with this piece of paper and pen, I'm going to tell you now to grab it, because you're going to want to grab it. And you're going to want to listen to this over and over again. But if you are listening because you are driving and you're on the way to the airport to the most amazing vacation, you keep driving, listening to this. This is going to just up your vibe. So Stacey Hall has become an incredible dear friend. You know, when you meet someone, you're like, you're a good human. I want to hang with you. That's who she is. We both have the love for the world of sales and how that really impacts the world. We talk a little bit about sales. We both love energy and vibing. And this woman has expert herself in it enough that people say that she is a sales success strategist. And her name is Stacey. I don't know if people put any more S's in that sentence, but we did. So Stacey, thank you so much for coming on Mission Accepted. And we are kicking off this year with you.
Yeah, you are. And the reason I pulled this out is because we're starting the year, and maybe the year showing on this.
No, okay, we can.
Our connection is, so you want to talk about more S's, is scheduling for success.
Yeah.
And that's what I've loved. That's how I heard about Deb. I was looking for a planner that really supported me, and this one does. So, and as a result, it's been history of joy ever since.
Oh, that's so great. So look, we have an audience full of people that are just like me and you, that have a mission, right? So I say that the other come to laugh at us because they're like, no, thank you, please. You just made the decision for me, or they're one of us and they are questing. And I think that most people are questing as the, you know, we've been in this for a long time, this entrepreneurial world, and over again, as Hallmark as it sounds or standard as it sounds, it's that time freedom and it's that financial freedom that people are looking for. And honestly, sales is always a conversation that people, you can almost hear it. They're like, I'd like to make more money, but I don't want to sound salesy, or I don't want to this, or I don't want to that. And you come at it as a very different way. And I love that. And I don't want to talk your talk or what you're going to share with us today. But just like how when we first met and there was a vibe, that's kind of what you're talking a bit about today, and how to change not just what you say, but how you say it. So look, tell us a little bit. You are a 6-times international bestselling author. So I don't know. I don't know. Apparently people really want to read what you have to say, and I know why. But share with us a little bit. First of all, what is a sales strategist? And what does this whole vibe thing got to do with it?
To go hand in hand, because I'm a type of sales strategist. Let's put it that way. Anybody who can teach you a strategy that will lead from connection to engagement to the opportunity to make an offer to closing the sale. That's a strategist, right? And that's a sales strategist, not just a marketing strategist. Marketing strategists will tell you they're sales strategists, so they might be, but oftentimes they're doing all the part right up to the closing, right? That's the part where they stop. Rising, vibing higher is the, everybody says they have the secret sauce, right? The missing ingredient. And I've got to tell you, it really is the missing ingredient. And as soon as I explain why, everybody's going to go, aha. Every one of us can tell when someone enters a room, as soon as they enter a room, whether it's in person or on a Zoom, right? Everybody had a feeling from you and I, as soon as they came in and started watching us, they had a feeling. Then they put the words to the feeling. The feeling was there to start with, right? They're having it right now. Because before we ever open our mouth, before you ever see my posture, before you know whether you're going to like what I say or not, the energy already greeted you. And Einstein said, everything is energy. Everything is energy. Whether it's tangible, you know, the desk, the chair I'm sitting on, my thoughts, my emotions, everything has energy. And our human body, and this, people are like, I thought I came here for sales. Why am I getting a science lesson? Well, just hang with me. I know I have the same feeling at first, but it makes sense. My brain, my body's organs, your brain, your body's organs, the clothes we're wearing, the colors on us, is all a conglomerate of energy, and energy is measured in frequency, and people can feel when something is high energy, when something is low energy. That's as much science, because everybody would agree with that. We know when we're around negative people, their energy feels yucky, and we know when we're around positive people, their energy feels fun and light, right? Light or dark. That's what it boils down to. So here's the kind of strategist I am. I used to be the strategist that taught no, like, and trust. And raise your hand if you've heard. All that there is to selling is people have to know you, they have to like you, they have to trust you. And yes, Deb, I'm going on a little bit. I'm going to finish right here.
Oh, no, honey, you go. You go.
Okay. Well, if that was all there was, and believe me, I did. I've got a couple of books where I said, do that. But when I started to really look at why were some people being successful with that and other people weren't, that's when I'm just going to tell you the divine light shone. And I went, yes, this is something I've known. I was just not telling people. When we show up to close a sale, somebody, maybe they love our posts. They love our reel. They're saying, yeah, give me that link. Yes, I want to get on a call with you. And we show up, but we're not showing up like a lighthouse, meaning our light is not going out fully on them. It's turned inward onto our concern about saying the right thing, our embarrassment because maybe we haven't made sales recently, any low vibration thought, they're going to feel it before we open our mouth. So there we go. We have to be high vibing all the time.
Okay.
There we go.
So thank you for that. And what a great way to explain it, because there is that, you know, the moments before you go live or you do a reel or you post something or you say something or you go into an interview or you walk in stage or you do a podcast or whatever. So the first thing that comes up for me is that we don't necessarily all vibe high from morning till night, but there's things that we need to do, including posting and these kind of things. So as a strategist, how does someone get themselves in a state of high vibe to do what they need to do if it's not a high vibe day? Or, you know what I mean?
I do. And here's, I'm going to say this, and I apologize in advance to all the mindset coaches. I I have a couple of my books are also focusing on all the mindset things you can do to get into a high vibe. But I got to tell you, if you can start with a feeling, then it's much easier to change the mindset than it is to go to the mindset, identify all the past stuff that created that, and then try to get to a feeling. And I'm willing to have conversations with anybody who wants to tell me that's not true. I'll just say that neuropathway science has proven it is true. If you can change the feeling first, the thoughts will come along. And so I'm going to teach here with you some ways to get into the feeling, shift the feeling, so then the thoughts shift.
Perfect. Perfect.
Okay. So it's going to be very fast. It doesn't take long.
No. There's lots to talk about, honey. This is sales, and this is how people, you know, change their lives. So I'm sure we have a couple things to cover.
Yeah. But I want everybody to know it really is this fast. And I'm going to prove it. So if everybody now would think about a song that makes you feel good. We all have, like, it doesn't matter how old it is, whether it's happening right now. The minute I say a song that makes you feel good, most people will start playing it in their head. And the minute they do, their energy changes because the energy, that positive high vibration, and I chose music because music is sound frequencies, which help the body to change very quickly. We can be down in the dumps, way down in the dumps. You put on a song that normally makes us happy, it will be hard to stay in those dumps. We may turn the song off because we don't want to be happy. But if you leave it on, it will start shifting and raising our energy. That's what I mean. That's how fast we can shift. So if we're playing music that makes us feel light, feel positive, feel happy, as opposed to not, where we're left with the thoughts about all the past stuff. I don't even want to go there because I'm going to bring everybody's energy down, but you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Well, we've got that going on, then we can lower it to get on a closing conversation or to start writing our copy or go into AI to write our copy. But that's what I'm talking about, is what makes you feel good, bring the energy to whatever else you're doing from that.
No, that's perfect. And I think that's so easy to adapt, right? What can shift you quickly? Now, if you're relating it to sales, so thank you for that, because, you know, the first thing I put on this morning was In Excess, a song called Stairs. So you're like, what's your favorite song? I was like, and it's amazing. And ironically, to your point, when YouTube sent me my analytics for the year, God bless them, they listed the top 5 songs and all of the people that I listened to. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, and actually Stairs was one of them. So it is true. You put it on and it changes how you feel and all that good stuff. Now, let's relate that to sales. So let's relate that to sales. So like you said, there's some examples of copy or so just play that out, whether you're shifting and how to play that so that you're successful in sales.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to, and I will talk about some low vibration. And if anybody's read the book Power Versus Force, it doesn't get talked about that much. It's a bestseller and has been for years, but it's not like the trendy book right now. And I'm saying to everyone, that's truly your sales Bible. It's your life Bible. If you want to be able to have people say yes to you without manipulation, because I know, Deb, if anybody's here watching and they're connected to you, I know that that would be something they would say, no manipulation, no funny business, no spam, no push. I got to tell you, the Bible for that is Power Versus Force by David Hawkins.
Okay.
Pretty sure I got his name right there.
Yeah.
In there, he shares a frequency chart And I talk about this every Monday. I bring a group of people together, no charge, to raise our frequency. By the way, everybody's welcome to come. And I show this chart every week because it goes from at the very lowest, shame. Shame has a frequency of 20, which is actually lower than where death begins. Death begins at 25.
Oh, my.
Shame is lower than death. And yet, there are many, many entrepreneurs who are not six-figure earners yet, who, when they're doing their work, that's what's coming up for them. It keeps triggering over and over again the fact that they're not as successful as they want to be yet. Okay?
Yeah.
Then there's lots of us who go through periods of grief.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we're saying, well, I got to put the grief to the side so to be able to grow my business, but you're not really putting it to the side. It's just kind of still running there in the background. The energy is going to come out and show this. I think everybody's now starting to nod their head that they get where I'm going. Now, the highest frequency is enlightenment, or another word is enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
And enthusiasm, so people will say they're excited. Excited is actually anxiety disguised as happiness. I'm going to say that again. Excitement, energy, is anxiety disguised as happiness. There's nervousness. There's uncomfortableness. And I hear a lot of salespeople go, I'm so excited to meet you. I'm so excited for this call. Please forgive me. But you heard I did that exaggerated, because that's actually what our prospects hear, is that anxiousness. And we have just made them uncomfortable.
Interesting.
And what we want is for people to feel comfortable with us. We want them to feel like they want to keep coming closer and closer, that we're standing still, that we're solid. And that we know we've got wisdom, not from an ego place, from a divinely inspired place, that we're translating that wisdom over to them. And it's safe to come closer. So I call that the lighthouse path. And I'm happy to talk more about that. But I hope that explains the distinction in the kind of strategy work that I offer to people. And the difference in the vibrations.
No, that's perfect. You know why? Because we use the word excitement a lot, right? The word excitement, you hear it quite a bit. And that's very interesting about what does it make that other person feel? And I think that's a lot in the speaking world as well. When people go, this is what I want to speak about. I go, is it what the audience wants to hear? Or is it what you want to talk about? Right? Two different things. Yes. And you're talking the same thing, but you're talking about it in sales. It's like, what do they need? Not you need. How do you make them feel, right? Like, you rise your vibe, you do what you need to do. And there's lots of things, I'm sure, in your book that helps people rise their vibe. And I know that you're even big on nutraceuticals that rise your vibe, that help with your business. I mean, your whole world is vibe-based, whether it's coaching or products or what have you. So it's all vibe-based, so that you come across vibing high and confident and wise. And it's allowing people to come closer. That's very interesting about the word excitement. I bet you there's a lot of people rethinking right now, because how does it make them feel? Talk about the lighthouse, because I know that we talk and we always say you're a beacon of light, and when you show up, there's a really incredible energy. But what is, because you wrote a whole book, didn't you?
Yes, it's called The Lighthouse Path.
There you go.
Yes, it's not in bookstores. This one I'm right now only sharing with the audience that understands, and I'm speaking about it in places where I know the audience will understand. So, Deb, this just got released. You're the first place that I wanted to share it. So our audience is the first group that's hearing about it here, except for some ads that I put out today. Okay, so taking what you focused on here, Deb, the excitement energy, I'm going to have us think about our prospects, our potential customers, team members, clients, as the boats that are out at sea. Okay. I would like everybody to picture that. It's nighttime and there's a storm and they have to find a place quickly to get protected, safe, and secure. A solution to the problem they're having. And that is exactly as our prospect. If they're looking for our services, it's because they have a problem that requires a solution that we can provide. We've always heard that. But I want us to think about those people as boats at sea in a storm at night. They're looking for a steady light. But instead, when they're looking over there at all these folks who are excited, what they're seeing is searchlights. Look, like, I'm so, like, right? It's the, and the light is going everywhere. They're like, I don't know. I can't see where the harbor is. What am I supposed to come in? They're already nervous. They're already nervous before they ever look for the light. Is it like, no, I need security. I need to know that if I'm spending money with you, you're going to hear me. You're going to be focused on me and you are listening to what I'm telling you I need from you. You're not going to start telling me everything about you. Okay. So conversely, a lighthouse that is always focused in their self. Okay. First, we get into that inner space of enlightenment, but that light has to go out. And if you think about a lighthouse in the dark, you cannot see the actual lighthouse, right?
Right.
We cannot see this because the light is going out to the sea so bright, this disappears.
Mm-hmm.
We have to disappear.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be so intent on shining on them, making them feel like we see them, making sure they can have a very easy path to come to us. That's our job as salespeople. And the marketing we do is the beginning of that. Those are the steps that they can take quickly and easily and safely to get to us so that when we have the conversation or they get to our sales funnel page, it all just makes sense and they go, yes, I feel the energy.
Oh, I mean, that was just such a visual story for me. And what a really interesting perspective about their, I mean, we all know that they're looking and to even put them in the position of, so when someone's looking, sometimes it's pretty quick, you know, like, look, I need help now. Some people are looking for advice, but even just being able to know that. And I love that they're looking for that steady light, because when you think about, I mean, we live in the world of media, and when people are posting and doing things on social, what are your messages? What's your messaging? Even changing something from, I'm so excited to see you, but to, I'm so enthusiastic to see you, or, you know, like,
delighted also, right? Yeah. Joyful is very high. Peaceful. It's so blessings. Like, I feel blessed and honored that you're with me. All have that higher vibration than excitement.
Yeah. Yeah. But I love that, because when you imagine, and I also love the fact that when you imagine people that you are looking to do business with and they're all in the water, all in a boat, I think it gives you a bit of a grandeur experience. Like, you know, they are looking to you. What are they looking to you for? And to be able to have that conversation.
Yes. That's exactly. And the other place that has always given me peace and comfort is during the day when the sun is shining, they may not need me that day. I may not make sales that day, although I generally tend to make sales every day. But when I was starting out, that wasn't true.
Right.
But the lighthouse doesn't start questioning itself. It's like, nope, this is my spot. This is my zone. My zone. I'm staying here. They will know. And so the unique thing about our prospects and our clients and potential customers is that they tend to travel the same route. That's the beauty. It's not like they come by once and you'll never see them again. They're traveling the same route if they've got a need for something. And we will never know how many times they visited our website. Well, if you've got certain analytics, you could probably figure it out. But on social media, for the most part, if they don't click something, but they're just watchy, we'll never know.
Mm-hmm.
And you brought up media. Like my first job was with an advertising agency. When you do a media buy, you're doing a media buy for a select few commercials, right? For a period of time so that that message is consistently getting out there in different places, all so that the potential consumer says they're consistent, they're dependable. I've gotten to the point where I can repeat the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
That's called familiarity. I don't see a lot of familiarity on social media. What I see is a lot of bouncing around. Okay, this didn't work, so let me try this conversation, this messaging over here. I'm going to go over here. There is not a lot of consistency. So we're missing those boats that are like, well, wait a second. The lighthouse was here. I'm sure the lighthouse was here the last time I came by, but I'm not seeing it now. All right, guess I have to keep on going.
Oh my goodness. We were talking about that this morning in a super cool group of people that were doing some planning. And it was very much about that conversation that you're sharing right now. It's like, just because something isn't working, and we were talking about sales, just because something's not working, it doesn't mean before you go and change everything, right, and build another way or 12 programs or what have you, just stop and take a look. To stop and take a look, maybe getting support in exactly what you're talking about. Someone who can help with the conversion of who you are, what you're doing, instead of flipping and, you know, that whole pancake thing that happens so often when things don't work, right?
And for how long are we given? Like, if we say it's not working, for how long is it not working? Is it that, okay, this is all right, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or no. All right, so we create a program. It doesn't make six figures the first month. Got it. Does that mean it's not working?
Correct.
Or does it mean that it hasn't been shared long enough? Or that it's not the perfect season for it, so we're going... Or, yes, maybe you could use a little bit of tweaking.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like I'm saying, people are throwing the baby out with the bathwater. I had a client who I actually had to release because we identified her brand based upon her passion and her purpose. She was a coach, is a coach, except she's still to this day. I see it's a constant. If it doesn't work in 2 weeks, we're changing the messaging again. And I kept saying, this is your brand. These are your messages. Stay here. And I would go, I would think we would have a session, and then I'd go to her page. Like, where did this come from? Oh, he's talking to so-and-so, and they thought I should say this. And okay.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 years later, you're still doing the same thing because nobody knows what you stand for.
Mm-hmm.
You're just gonna pull the lighthouse out again. Do people know what you stand on and what you stand for? That's the question. And if they can't tell you what you stand on and what you stand for, your messaging isn't consistent enough. And by now, I bet everybody who's watching could tell you what I stand on and what I stand for.
No, that's great. I'm sure that that's going to make its way into the show notes because, well, I look at, you know, we like S words around here, right? But I think that's really important. And it doesn't, and to let the audience know that that's not something that take, I mean, look at you, you've been doing your work for a long time, you're seasoned, right? You're seasoned, okay. We're seasoned. But people can know fairly quickly if you have, like you said, if you're strong in, I don't want to use the word conviction, but you're strong in your messaging, then you can add other projects or divisions to what you do. But the core is always that core branding. That's quite brilliant. And I hope people take note to that because I think that's from where you can build multiple projects from or multiple divisions, but the core doesn't change. The core doesn't change. I mean, you might go into a whole different company and create a core there, but by nature, that's quite lovely. It's quite lovely. Yes.
And it comes from, you called it conviction, and I agree with that. It comes from the passion we feel for what we're doing. And if there's anything, I don't want to even say this, because I do believe every entrepreneur at one point became an entrepreneur because they felt a calling, right? We'll call it the calling.
Yeah.
That they saw something could be done better, faster, easier than the way it was being done. But they do not trust that calling strong enough. Let's put it that way. The belief in it is not strong enough,
right,
to be able to stay consistent with it long enough. They don't realize they're a pioneer. And I am going to kind of shift into a different metaphor, although again, a lighthouse doesn't go running up and down the beach. It stays. It, once it's set, it's there.
Right.
We have to understand that oftentimes as entrepreneurs, we see something that other people don't see yet. And telling them once isn't enough.
Right.
And not showing up like we know for a fact this is true. If we don't show up like that over and over again, they're not going to believe it because we're asking them to change their belief system.
Okay.
They'll do it because they're motivated to do it if they've got a problem. They know they have to do things differently. But in order to do it, that's where the trust comes in. But trust doesn't come from us saying, you got to trust me. It comes from them feeling we're dependable.
Yeah. That's great. That's a whole different turnaround. And again, looking just that's, you know, looking at it through their eyes. And I think sometimes that's easy to forget, even though I believe in the heart of most entrepreneurs, they want to change people's lives. But it's really about how they want to change people's lives instead of what they can do and listen and how they can change their lives by them telling us what they need. I think that's a brilliant way to look at it. I know we're getting to the top of the time where we're going to be closing out a little bit. You have multiple books and you really believe in vibing high. Maybe you can share a little bit with us about the books so we can find more information of what you're talking about right now. Maybe the names. I know everything's going to be in the show notes. The books will be in the show notes. The website will be in the show notes. You have products that also vibe people's health. Maybe give us a couple of minutes around how important it is to have a high level of vibe in our bodies. Like, you know, we can shift with music, and I'm sure there's other ideas that are in your books that shift people. But I know you have a strong belief about your health.
Well, thank you. To start with, yes, there's multiple books. However, each one kind of expanded upon the one before. So the one that is fully available on Amazon, in Audible, on Kindle, I mean, they all are. But the one that I would say, if you've got one book to read that would go along with The Lighthouse Path, which you'll find on my website, is Selling from Your Comfort Zone. Cool. And that came out 3 years ago. It's still a bestseller. And what it does is it says, we who get out of our comfort zone are causing ourselves to fail. And there's lots of people who will say, if I didn't get out of my comfort zone, I wouldn't have been able to do. And I say, no, you expanded your comfort zone. It was within your circle of comfort to do that. Because if it wasn't, psychologists will tell you, if there was nothing within you that felt like you could expand to that, you would be in fight, fright, or flight and not do a darn thing.
Right.
And unfortunately, that's where most people are when they're learning from other sales gurus. I'll just say, all of them who say, get out of your comfort zone, people say, okay. At the classes, they're like, yes, I could do that. And then they're left on their own devices. They can't, because it's not from coming from within. They require constant teaching, and they can't generate it from within. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So in Selling from Your Comfort Zone, I provide the alignment marketing formula, and that is marketing. And then the lighthouse path is selling, which is so I get to the point where you close sales. But if you really want to be the lighthouse that closes sales, you would do these two. So let's say that. Selling from Your Comfort Zone, lighthouse path, they're the duo. In terms of products, essential, people will say to me, oh, yeah, I use essential oils. They're high vibration. Well, there is a company called Tadio Technology. Tadio Technology created the first frequency calibrated machine for measuring everything and anything. Coffee, thoughts, essential oils. I will not name the name of the brand. I will just say a particular owner of a brand of oils brought their oils to be measured. Those oils, at the time they were measured, had a particular frequency. But liquid, and our bodies are liquid, the oils are liquid, the liquid is easily imprinted upon by any other man-made frequencies, non-man-made frequencies. So, and anybody can challenge me on this, and I've got the science to prove it. And I'll just say that. So this is why it's difficult for us, any of us, to keep a high vibration when we've got man-made EMFs coming at us, negative people, and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. So sound frequencies at a high vibration, Solveggio frequencies, positive songs, like, if they're playing Taking Care of Business in the grocery store, I got to dance. I'm dancing down the aisles. That is one of my favorite songs. I just, and it was yesterday. I got to tell you, I was there in the store. I was singing. I was dancing. And people in the aisles were looking at me. And I'm like, I don't care. I got to move to this song.
Right.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. That's going to raise our vibration. However, I'm wearing this. It says gratitude, and gratitude is a very high vibration, but that's not what makes it really special.
Right.
This metal has been tuned with the sound frequencies that optimize my brain and each of my body's organs. So for those of you who are like, oh my God, she's so full of energy. I kind of am, because I have this on me all the time. I also have bracelets.
Right.
Okay. I don't wear earrings, otherwise I would. But you can frequency tune nutrition. If anybody doesn't know what frequency tuning is, feel free to ask me. I've got a beautiful, quick 3-minute video that will explain how they do it. Like, these are all tools. The music, yes, the oils if they're tuned up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the jewelry. Yes, the thoughts. Yes, the people. Just the yes to high vibration.
Perfect.
Is so important.
Yeah. Well, and I wanted to wrap up that way because I know that the vibe that we told people today that they were going to be feeling, I know that you overlay that into many areas of your life. So whether you're wearing it, whether you're eating it, whether you're drinking it, whether you're reading it, whether you're hanging out with it, that, and all of that makes impact in a difference and makes a big difference, right? It percentages you over to higher levels of what we introduce you as a sales success strategist. So that success piece, there's a major piece of that success that has been around your conscious choice to vibe high and consciously choose those people, projects, ways of being in your life and ways of being in your business, right? So
absolutely. I'm swimming because my dogs love being around me to the like they have to snuggle up. So I got them their own.
They got their own.
But my Frankie's right here wanting to snuggle because we're talking. They can pick up. Animals pick up on high vibes and low vibes. So they stay away on the low and they come back when there's high.
Good to know. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a completely different question. We're going to just kind of like, da-da-da-da-da, we're going to just shift that over there. We're going to shift this here. You've already told us one of your favorite songs, which is really interesting. Oh my gosh, that just brings back memories. So in a 30 second, and I'm asking you this, I know you don't know that this is coming, but tell us something that people don't know about you, Stacey. What's something that people don't know?
Okay. I'm so such an open book. Let me see if there's something that everybody here
will know about. By nature.
Gosh. If I didn't have to wear makeup, I wouldn't.
There you go. Perfect. Perfect.
Some people are going to go, you don't have to. I'm just going to say there are times when it feels right to do it. But otherwise, most of the time, I'm non-makeup. Yeah.
There you go. Well, look, I thank you so much for being with us today. And I'm going to talk to the audience for a minute. So look, you know what to do. We have such a beautiful following. We are so grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You share, you ask questions, you tell us what you want to know. So we're so appreciative. And Stacey, we're so appreciative of you being on our show today. Look, if you want to be here and you want to share your mission, then you know what to do. This is not difficult. You can go to DebRoman.com. You know, the same thing as my name. And you can go to any page at the bottom and there is a contact page and that will go to me if you want to share on the show or share on the stage. Stacey is also sharing on the 262 stages. Watch our socials and see and come to listen to her talk again about a completely different arena of what she does. So we're super excited for you to come. If you want to be speaking on a stage or you want to do the television thing or you want to step up or show up or speak up or you know, to being strategized this year, you know where to call. We're happy to have that conversation and have you be able to share your purpose. I mean, I always say that the messages come when they're supposed to come. So you're listening to this for a reason. Books fall off shelves at you because you're supposed to read them. All the good things. So always, again, welcome to a new year. And as always, you be well and you stay groovy. Bye for now.